Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Quick look at overnight markets. Benchmark US equity indices clawed back losses to close flat after a choppy session following President Trump's decision to withdraw from a multilateral nuclear deal with Iran and impose sanctions. The Dow edged 3 points higher. Broader S&P dipped just 0.03%. Financials up 0.7%. Were one of only four primary sectors to close higher and prevented a steeper decline for the broader index. NASDAQ inched up 0.02%. Just on the M&A front, there were reports that Comcast, which was down 5.5%, is planning an all-cash bid for most of 21st Century Fox's assets if the US government approves AT&T's purchase of Time Warner. Elsewhere, just note the White House confirmed that China's top economic advisor will visit Washington next week to resume trade talks after discussions in Beijing last week failed to produce an agreement. Just on the US economic data front, the job openings and labour turnover survey, or JOLTS survey, recorded job openings hitting a record in March, up 472,000 to a seasonally adjusted 6.6 million. Looking ahead in US economic data later this week, producer price data tonight, but the key one is probably the consumer price data on Thursday. European markets were lower. Germany's DAX down 0.3%, France's CAC down 0.2%. Italy's MIB index was the big faller, down 1.6%, as concerns grow over the prospect of new elections this summer after coalition talks collapsed on Monday. London's FTSE resumed trading after the UK Labor Day holiday. Closed little change, but holding near a 14-week high. Falls in the oil and gas sector offset gains in healthcare and industrial names. Mining stocks were also a little bit weaker. BHP down 1.5% and Rio Tinto down 1.3%. Other big mover was Shire PLC, up 4.6% after Japan's Takeda Pharmaceutical struck a deal to buy the Irish drug maker in a deal worth £46 billion, which is about US $62 billion. The agreement ends a takeover battle that has seen Takeda make five offers for the UK-listed Shire since late March. Elsewhere, the Financial Times reported that the UK's Financial Conduct Authority is looking into last week's surge in Virgin Money share price that took place ahead of news about CYBG's approach. So CYB was up just over 1% last night. LME also resumed trading following the UK Labor Day holiday. Complex was mixed as further strength in the US dollar offset some positive trade data out of China yesterday. Copper falling 1.2% to just shy of $3.06 a pound after initially pushing higher following that China data, which showed imports and exports grew more strongly than expected. And indeed, copper imports were up 2.8% on the previous month, implying some healthy demand there. Elsewhere, we saw nickel down 1% and aluminium advanced 0.3% and zinc was up 0.2%. Spot iron ore benchmark contract was down 46 cents to 66.80 a metric ton. Gold futures slipping just 40 cents lower to $1,313.70 an ounce. They did firm up a little bit following the news of President Trump's decision on Iran. Oil prices were sharply lower, but well off session lows after a volatile session. The crude markets that were punctuated by big trading volumes. Traders obviously digesting that Iran news. WTI down $1.67 or 2.4% to $69.06 a barrel. That was well off an intra-session low that saw the contract down over 4% to a low of $67.63 a barrel. Similarly, Brent down $1.32 to $74.85 a barrel, but pairing an earlier loss of over 4% there as well. After the markets closed, we had the American Petroleum Institute posting their latest weekly inventory data, which showed a 1.9 million barrel decline in US crude stockpiles for last week. That actually saw oil prices improve a little bit further in electronic trading. Of course, you've got the official data from the Energy Information Administration tomorrow. US 10-year Treasury yields up a couple of basis points to 2.98%, and Aussie dollar still under pressure, buying about 74.5 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.